See, God brought a lot of energy to this team. You know, he was a leader, and, you know, he was a guy I look up to, you know, and I still do, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, with him, you know, all you can do is, you know, hope for the best, pray for him, you know, and hopefully everything will work out. But, yeah, it's a little different, but I feel like, you know, we're using that motivation, you know, come out here, not only play for ourselves, play for him, you know, because I'm sure he would love to be out here with us.
Have you connected with him at all?
You know, I kind of, you know, kept away for a little while. You know, I'm sure, you know, friends and family all hitting him up right now, you know, and I'll, you know, reach out to him. You know, I feel like the time is right. So
what's the challenge on the field? What's the biggest thing you guys are going to have to try and replace now?
Just his energy, like I said earlier. You know, he was that guy that was always having fun, you know, and, you know, not to say we aren't, but at the same time, it's just Darryl. He was like a kid at recess out there, you know, and you could tell him by the way he plays. You know, he just flies around and he think he can make every play, you know, and that's why he was, you know, to the Pro Bowl and stuff like that. So we just got to get that back, and hopefully we can. So,
is it going to be a different scheme now? I mean, he's sort of a singular type player who can go sideline to sideline. Are you going to have to draw it up a little differently, game plan it a little differently?
Not necessarily. You know, we have a lot of talented guys on this roster, you know, as far as linebacker-wise. You know, even if we have to move some people around as far as DB or whatnot, you know, we're going to make it work.